Lately, I've been using a new product that I really like. It's called Superbeads. It's based on Nobel Prize winning research and the nitric oxide principle. Nitrates are converted to nitric oxide in the body, which is the secret to Superbeads activity. Call 800-738-2198 or go to intelligentbeads.com. That's 800-738-2198, intelligentbeads.com.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and it is a beautiful weekend. I hope that you're doing something healthy on your own behalf. You might start by taking in an hour of this program because we've got lots of health information in store for you. We got callers, 888-302-3684, and we will answer your questions momentarily. And before we get to that, though, there's new news on a very, very controversial story, which is the relationship between cell phones and the incidence of cancer. This has gone back and forth almost from the inception of our use of cell phones. And more we're relying on mobile devices, and kids are increasingly using them. We're using mobile devices as babysitters for our kids. Sometimes I go to restaurants and I see kids sitting there with a little iPad. And they're watching cartoons or they're playing their little games. And all that stuff involves electromagnetic radiation. And when you hold a cell phone to your ear or when you put a Bluetooth device, increasingly Bluetooth devices are becoming ubiquitous because people don't like those cords anymore. So folks at the gym are putting Bluetooth devices right next to critical parts of their brain. Yeah, it's close to their ear, but it's also close to their temporal bone, behind which is some very important brain tissue. So according to a news story, this got a lot of play. It was in a major daily here in New York, the New York Daily News. Research by this guy is a researcher in the field of electrophysiology, and he studies risks associated with electromagnetic radiation. His name is Dr. Igor Yakimenko. It turns out that your cell phone can indeed give you cancer. Yakimenko did a meta study or a meta analysis. It's basically a study of hundreds of other studies, and it confirms the findings of previous researchers into how radio frequency from your phone can damage DNA. That damage can be cumulative, just like too many CAT scans or too many X-rays, that it can cause a variety of health problems like cancer, headaches, fatigue, even localized skin problems where, and I've actually seen pictures of this, people who walk around with a cell phone glued to their ear, they sometimes develop a form of dermatitis around their ear and the skin adjacent to it. For example, using your phone for just 20 minutes a day for 5 years, check this out. It increases the risk of one type of brain tumor threefold. Using the phone an hour a day for 4 years up the risk of some tumors 3 to 5 times. Although the risk of brain cancer is low, for example, in 2012, there were just 6.4 cases per 100,000 U.S. adults. Still, that is a concern because we don't know what the cumulative effect is going to be 20 or 30 years hence, when we may reap a grim harvest of cell phone exposure. It takes years for these tumors to develop. And the situation can be dramatically worse for children who use cell phones in childhood because their biology is much more sensitive to toxic influences. Their skull bones are thinner. Their ability to handle dangerous free radicals is less robust than adults. And also, big concern for pregnant women. I've got a pregnant gal in my household now who, when she comes to visit, you know, I tell her, keep away, don't put the cell phone, you know, in your hip pocket because it's a little too close to the developing fetus. And, you know, turn off the Wi-Fi at night when you sleep because radio frequency radiation is cumulative and can cause numerous health problems, according to this review by Dr. Yakimenko. Of course, it's going to be vociferously opposed by the giant telecommunications industry. It's a monolithic business, and they're going to deny it vociferously. They're going to say, no problem here. Let's move along. Nothing to see here. But indeed, there is, I believe, a potential concern. We ought to be aware of it. We ought to minimize our risk by limiting our time on cell phones, by keeping kids away from cell phones, by avoiding use when pregnant. Women who park their cell phones in their bras, that's totally absurd. Men who put the cell phone in their front hip pocket close to their gonads, reproductive organs. These are true concerns. So let's keep the debate alive. The study was published in the journal Electromagnetic Biology and Medicine. All right, let's take some calls. Let's talk to John in Westchester, New York. How you doing?
Hi, how are you doing, Doctor? A great fan of yours.
Thank you.
My question is, I have a 7-millimeter stone in the uterus. It's midpoint, and I had a stent put in about 10 days ago. And I'm supposed to have the lithotripsy done on September 10th. The question is, the urologist wanted to do the URE. That was his first choice. But I said I'd like to try the shockwave. But my problem is, you know, looking at all this research, of course, with the computer, you go crazy. What I understand from the latest on the shockwave is that the chance of chronic high blood pressure is there, and the diabetes now, that's what they feel is of 2015.
That's interesting. I'm not aware of that study. So what they're saying is, so what John is talking about is, you know, there's a couple of ways to deal with the stone. One is to, like, physically extract it, right, with the pincers, and the other is to break it up with the what's called extracorporeal shockwave therapy, which is kind of like you sit in a, I guess you sit in like sort of a tub, and there's like a thunderclap of sound, and the sound wave actually shatters the stone, and then the smaller pieces then pass harmlessly through your urethra and out of the body. So the dilemma is which procedure to do. And I didn't know that you actually have come across studies that show that extracorporeal shockwave therapy can, what, damage the kidneys and increase the risk?
Yes. It was from the Mayo Clinic. There's quite a few on it that it's been there. They kind of suspected that for quite a while, but they're pretty they seem to have come to the conclusion that there is that risk there.
Wow. Okay.
And, yeah, the thing is, I had this done in 2007 for a 12-millimeter stone, and I don't believe I had any problems. I don't remember it, but I'm 73 now this month, pretty good shape. But I have high blood pressure, and I believe, well, this is going to sound crazy, I believe I have prostate cancer. I have a nodule on my testicle. I had a couple of MRIs done.
A nodule on your testicle could be benign.
Not on my testicle, I'm sorry. On my prostate.
On the prostate, okay.
Yes.
All right, well, you know, that's another story. I mean, that has to be expertly diagnosed. And there are ways of diagnosing it with MRI and diagnosing it with certain types of urine tests. PSA is a little unreliable, but then you can sort of slice and dice, you know, different types of fractionations of the PSA to get a better sense of whether you have prostate cancer. That's an entirely different story. I don't want to get off on that track because it may very well be that this is, you know, not a problem for you. But, you know, when it comes to I can't advise you. Because what you're sharing with me is new data, which is that, and I'm not entirely sure, I haven't seen it, so I'm not going to amplify it and, you know, give people an unnecessary concern. But extracorporeal shockwave therapy has been used on literally hundreds of thousands of people, perhaps millions of people, to break up stones. And now you're saying that some research suggests that probably in a few cases that it causes some form of subtle damage to the kidney, which can, you know, change the way the kidney handles fluid and may lead to high blood pressure. I don't know. I don't know the answer on that.
That's
new on me. All right, so yeah, we deal with a couple of speculative issues, like do you have prostate cancer? We don't know. Could it be higher risk? I think the risk, from what I understand, it's a pretty effective technique. It worked for you in the past. You already have high blood pressure, so, if you say, gee, I had high blood pressure after the procedure, it's not because of the procedure. It's because inherently you, like many people, have a propensity to high blood pressure. I'm saying, I'm not going to tell you not to have the procedure on the basis of what you're telling me, but I will look into it because I think that's a fascinating sidelight. Here's a procedure we've been using for years and years and years, and suddenly it emerges that there are some downsides. I'll check it out. Thanks for sharing. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, 888-302-3684. That's our number for a weekend edition of Intelligent Medicine.
If you could be more heart healthy just by drinking a glass of earthy vegetable juice daily, would you do it? Probably not. But what if this performance-enhancing veggie was transformed into a great-tasting circulation superfood drink? It's called Superbeets, and I can help you try it risk-free. Superbeets is loaded with vegetable dietary nitrates that boost nitric oxide levels in your body, and this equals an increase in energy and stamina without stimulants. Dietary nitrates are incredible for supporting healthy blood pressure too. I drink Super Beets in the morning for energy, at the gym for extra long workouts, or in the afternoon as a pick-me-up without the jittery side effects. Call 1-800-664-5617 or go to danishootsbeets.com. Get a 30-day supply free. It comes with your first order and it's backed by a money-back guarantee. You also get the free book Beat the Odds and free shipping on your entire order. You'll love the results that you feel with your first free canister, guaranteed or your money back. That's 1-800-664-5617, danishootsbeets.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Cedarside.com has been a leader in the organics movement, creating natural do-it-yourself solutions to insect issues for nearly 20 years. We've only begun to understand the harmful side effects of synthetic chemicals and chemical insect sprays, but the findings are significant. Do-it-yourself natural solutions deserve our consideration. Cedarside Original uses the natural power of cedar oil to kill and repel insects while remaining non-toxic for your family, pets, and the environment. This 100% organic insect spray from Cedarside.com is lab and real-world tested to kill bed bugs, mosquitoes, fleas, ticks, mites, scorpions, roaches, and more. Go to cedarside.com/Hoffman and use coupon code Hoffman at checkout for free shipping or call 844-780-6727 and mention my name, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Replace all your personal and indoor chemical insect sprays with a single bottle of Cedarside Original. Go online to cedarside.com/Hoffman or call now 844-780-6727. Cedarside Original for people, pets, and premises. Say no to harmful synthetic chemicals today. Use cedarside.com for a chemical-free world.
Wellness is just a click away. Go to drhoffman.com.
Back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. 888-302-3684 for your questions. And we got a caller, Lynn, from Cedar Grove, New Jersey. And Lynn, because you're from Cedar Grove, New Jersey, Cedarside is making available a free package to a lucky listener. So, hey, it's appropriate. Cedar Grove, Cedarside. Cedarside Original Biting Insect Spray Sample Pack with 1, 2.5 and 4-ounce spritzers. Convenient size for all your travel and daily needs. That's a $24 value. How you doing, Lynn? You got
Thank
mosquitoes
you so
down
much.
There? In, you got mosquitoes in Cedar Grove?
Yeah. We sure do.
All right. You got ticks. You got mosquitoes. So you got it going on down there in Cedar Grove, so you're going to get a free sample of Cedarside. But remember to stay on the line and give your specifications to our audio engineer, Al, and he'll take down your address and we'll send a sample out to you. Great. So what's your question?
I just want to thank you for all the information you provide. I'm a longtime listener. And
great.
I've tried, as it was recommended to me, because as I'm getting older, I have trouble sleeping, and I tried using GABA, and mm-hmm. I do find that I have a deeper sleep, but
yeah.
I can't find anything about the any kind of negative effects, and how
right.
often can I take it?
Right.
So I wanted your opinion.
Okay, yeah, GABA is okay. What it is it's a gamma amino butyric acid. That sounds kind of scary, doesn't it? But GABA is actually a neurotransmitter in the brain. And unlike some other neurotransmitters, which are stimulatory, which jazz up the brain, GABA is mostly an inhibitory neurotransmitter. So it kind of shuts things down, quiets things down, modulates neurotransmission, and chills you out. And there is an ingredient which is in certain sleep formulas and relaxation formulas. It's called PharmaGABA. And it is actually a, it's an amino acid. And it's safe. It's part of a formula that I often recommend for sleep called Insomnitrol. You can get it at drhoffman.com along with, you know, many of the supplements I mentioned on this program. And it works, and it's safe. It really is safe. You know, some question has arisen not as to its safety, but as to whether you're really absorbing it. And the problem is when you take certain amino acids by mouth, they may not be efficiently absorbed. It may be best to take them away from food, for example, because other proteins in a meal might compete with their absorption. So if you really want to get that relaxation effect from GABA, take it away from meals like at bedtime, you know, maybe an hour and a half away from your last meal, and then it's more likely to get in your bloodstream and have the desired effect. But hey, you know, it works for you? Great. No problem. And I don't see any downside. So, and you know, is it going to create dependency? Or, you know, maybe a psychological dependency, like, yeah, I'd like to take my GABA to help me sleep and relax, but nothing more than that. You won't get hooked. I think it's going to be fine.
Great. Thank you.
So enjoy your Cedarside sample and stay on the line with Al. All right. This item, you know, this morning I was faced with kind of a dilemma as I went out to run, whether to take my Super Beets in liquid form. By the way, it comes now in a black cherry flavor, which tastes great. If taste was holding it back, now's the time to give the black cherry flavor of Super Beets a try. Or whether to use Neo 40, which is a convenient lozenge. I opted for the Super Beets in liquid form. I dissolved a teaspoon in water, and it supercharged my run. Although I must say it was a hot run. It was a little too late in the morning. It was kind of hot. But you can get the benefits of three whole beets and just one teaspoon of Super Beets with no beet taste. And both collegiate and pro football teams and Olympic athletes use it to boost their performance. But in addition, nitric oxide that's generated when you take this unique product can help boost circulation and relax arteries and maintain a healthy blood pressure level. So join me and take the Intelligent Medicine Heart Health Challenge. When you order two boxes of Neo 40, you'll get a 30-day supply of Super Beets for free. Plus, you'll get a free book about the science behind nitric oxide, free saliva testing strips, and free shipping along with a money-back guarantee. Neo 40 and Super Beets together, they're tested, patented, and they work. Plus, now Super Beets come in a great-tasting black cherry flavor, so you have no reason not to give it a try. Call 800-738-2198. That's 800-738-2198, or go to intelligentbeets.com. Again, 800-738-2198, or go to intelligentbeets.com. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. 888-302-3684 is our number for the weekend edition of Intelligent Medicine. We'll be right back.
Why Kyolic? Well, all the numbers add up for your health. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract is the number one best-selling odorless garlic supplement for heart health available on the market today. For over 40 years, Kyolic has been the leading garlic supplement in America. Kyolic is 50 times richer than raw garlic in active beneficial compounds. Kyolic is organically grown and aged for 20 months to enhance its nutritional value, creating beneficial compounds not found in fresh or powdered garlic, but only in aged garlic extract from our farms in California. For maximum purity. Over 750 scientific studies at major universities such as Brown, Cornell, and UCLA prove that Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract is working to enhance your body's immune function, protect your cells from free radical damage, and reduce the widest range of cardiovascular risk factors. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract is available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere. Call today at 1-800-421-2998 for your free sample of Kyolic.
A regular dose of Intelligent Medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. 888-302-3684 is our number. And if you can't get through today or you decide not to try and call us, you can email us your question. Email it to radioprogram, one word, radioprogram at AOL.com. And we will take a question and we'll use it as grist for the mill for our weekly Q&A with Layla, which is a podcast that you can download from Stitcher, iTunes, or from our website, drhoffman.com. Each week we do a weekly Q&A, and it's an opportunity for you to send your questions to us at radioprogram@AOL.com. In addition, we've got a lot of great podcasts. This week we talked fertility with fertility expert Kim Schobald, and fascinating discussion about why more men and women are infertile and what some of the natural support can be for optimizing conception and fertility. All that at drhoffman.com. You can't handle the truth. That's what Jack Nicholson said in A Few Good Men, and that's what your government is saying to you. In the wake of the scurrilous House vote last week about GMO labeling, we call it the DARK Act, the Deny Americans the Right to Know Act. Tell Congress not to keep us in the dark about GMOs. This is crazy because in all the countries of the world, all the civilized countries of the world, they didn't ban GMOs. I get it that, you know, GMOs are going to be around, but at least people should have the option, you know, just like with organic food and conventional food. Hey, if you think it's not a problem, fine, knock yourself out, you know, eat it to your heart's content. But if you're concerned about potential problems associated with genetically modified organisms, corn, soy, and increasingly, you know, they're going to have genetically modified salmon, and it's just going to keep on rolling. This bill would make it effectively impossible for Americans to enact the same kind of mandatory GMO labeling that exists in 64 other nations. And it would even overturn existing GMO labeling laws in states like Vermont, Connecticut, and Maine. In other words, even localities can say, well, we want GMO labeling. Well, the federal government can say, no, no labeling for you. So there's still time for us to make our voices heard. You know, this is passed by the House, but it needs to be ratified by the Senate. And believe me, the administration's not going to veto this. If there's a vote against the Iran deal, the administration will veto it. If there's a vote about abolishing federal funding for abortion clinics, the administration will veto it. But the administration seems to cast a blind eye on the DARK Act, and that's because of, I think, extensive infiltration by this administration, of this administration, by lobbyists and revolving door officials who were once part of private industry who don't want you to know. They simply don't want you to know. So on August 5th, we want to bring 100,000 petition signatures to show senators and the president that we're serious about our right to know and choose what we're eating and how our foods are grown. So we need your help. Go to EWG.org, that's the Environmental Working Group, or you can go to ANH-USA.org. I'm on the board of directors of that organization. And we're fighting for your right to have full disclosure about whence your food comes, where, what's the origin, what's the provenance of the food that you eat. We need to reach 100,000 Americans against the DARK Act by August 5th, that's next week, so go to these websites and act. Stand up for your right to be properly informed. All right, let's talk to Wilma in Washington, New Jersey.
Hi, Dr. Hoffman.
Hi there.
All right, quick question. Healthy 53-year-old woman ate at a convention back in January, got freezing cold, throwing up, and then it went away. And ever since
so you had, you had food poisoning of some kind?
Yeah, some kind. But ever since then, I have like a gastritis and my intestine spasm, and it involves the vagus stimulus. I practically pass out. I have to pop Metrazole in the morning just to get through the day. It's annoying. It sent me to the ER twice. It's horrible. Dizzy.
Okay, so you actually have something called post-infectious gastritis or post-infectious IBS, irritable bowel syndrome. And this is actually, you know, a lot of people suffer from IBS, which is, you know, spasm, pain, gas, bloating, diarrhea, sometimes alternating with constipation, sometimes just diarrhea predominant or constipation predominant. And it often happens in the wake of a food poisoning episode, which occurs, you know, tens of millions of times a year. Americans subject to food poisoning very commonly. Sometimes they don't even know it. You know, you may get sick from queasy for a couple of days, but you don't register that you've had food poisoning. And this can actually set off a cascade of inflammation and dysbiosis, imbalance of bacteria in your intestinal tract, and it actually affect your nervous system because you say that you feel like you're going to faint because when you have pain in your GI tract, it goes right up the vagus nerve and it makes you feel like you're going to hit the deck. It's like getting punched in the stomach. So this is something that needs to be gradually unraveled. You know, it's interesting that you bring this up because this is a story that I was going to share with our listeners, is that there is actually, according to a new study, there's an evolutionary link between diet and stomach acidity. Okay, what does that mean? Well, you're taking a medication to relieve pain right now that abolishes your stomach acid. But there's a reason that we have stomach acid. Now, you might say, well, we have stomach acid to digest protein. That's why we need to break down protein with acid. But that's only part of the story. It turns out, in this, according to the study, that they looked at 68 species of animals. And the animals that had the highest levels of stomach acid were the animals that were most likely to feed on carrion, like vultures. Okay, carrion is basically rotting flesh, rotting food. Scavengers have the highest level of stomach acid. Why? To prevent them from getting the very thing that set off your problem, which is food poisoning. And when you abolish your stomach acid, you take them, you know, you could take omeprazole from here until eternity. Doctors are fine with prescribing it. Sometimes they tell people you need to do that. That's, you know, that's fine. Well, yeah, it's fine. It may somewhat diminish your symptoms, but it will make you much more prone to subsequent episodes of food poisoning. And we take a look at people who go on cruise ships and they get these terrible, you know, infections, gastroenteritis, diarrhea. There's a high predominance of older people on cruise ships, and many are on acid-blocking medication for heartburn or whatever their doctor put them on. And those are precisely the ones that are much more likely to get gastroenteritis. It's, you go to a foreign country, you go to Mexico, and you're on an acid blocker, you're much more likely to get Montezuma's revenge. So that's not, it's a short-term solution, but it's not a long-term answer. And so what we want to do is we want to give you things like DGL, deglycerinated licorice, to soothe your stomach. We want to put back beneficial probiotics. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics is very effective for gastritis. You may want to take more. You know, a lot of people say, well, I'll take one or I'll take two. Well, you need to take maybe, you know, six or eight for a period of time to repopulate your gastrointestinal tract. And then there's a wonderful product called Endefen, E-N-D-E-F-E-N, which is not sold in retail stores. You won't find it at major chains, but you will find it via our website at drhoffman.com. I use it with my patients, and I also make it available via drhoffman.com. Endefen is something which coats the stomach, and it has natural demulcents and anti-inflammatory compounds. It's got some extract of plantain. It's got cinnamon. It has things that soothe and heal the gastrointestinal mucosa. You just by stopping the stomach acidity, you know, you prevent the acid from burning the stomach, but you don't facilitate the healing. We need to support healing with things like DGL and Endefen. And, you know, then there's sometimes certain dietary measures that you have to undertake, at least for a while, until your stomach repairs. So those are some of the considerations when you have gastritis. It's also, you know, if you have a chronic gastritis or ulcer, we've got to make sure you don't have Helicobacter pylori. If you do, I prefer to treat it naturally with mastic gum and with things that, you know, natural things, some probiotics, omega-3 fatty acids. These are some things that actually help to inhibit and eliminate H. pylori, which can sometimes be a complicating factor when you have chronic stomach pain. So, you know, maybe you need some guidance from a nutritionally oriented physician who's familiar with dealing with this kind of stuff. You know, our nutritionist is available to help you if you want to call our center. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, 888-302-3684, as we continue to answer your questions on this weekend edition of Intelligent Medicine.
At Nordic Naturals, we know that a commitment to deliver the world's safest, most effective omega oils requires an exceptional process. That's why we manage every step of production, from boat to bottle. That includes sustainably sourcing wild-caught fish from well-managed fisheries. It means using state-of-the-art equipment and technology at our manufacturing plant in Arctic Norway. Nordic Naturals bottles and encapsulates our omega-3s at our own facility and carefully ships products from our eco-friendly headquarters in California. The result? Nordic Naturals products have received more than 40 awards for taste, innovation, and product excellence. You can trust the quality of Nordic Naturals products and know you're getting all the health benefits omega-3 fish oils offer. Nordic Naturals' high-quality, great-tasting omega-3s make staying healthy easier for you and your family. When choosing an omega-3 fish oil product, choose the number one fish oil in the U.S. Choose Nordic Naturals. Available at natural product retailers or online at nordicnaturals.com.
While summer is the absolute best time for swimming, cookouts, and much-anticipated vacations, it's the worst time to endure the pain and embarrassment of unexpected gas and bloating. Bloating often isn't even triggered by how much food you eat, but rather what you eat. Some foods are difficult for your body to break down, and those undigested particles pass into the colon and produce uncomfortable gas bubbles that can make your stomach swell and bloat, and can even lead to weight gain. Enter your summertime savior, Dr. O'Hara's award-winning probiotics. This probiotic powerhouse helps by efficiently breaking down food that is challenging to digest. As a result, the undigested food occupies less space, so gas and bloating are significantly minimized. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available in convenient blister packs, perfect for traveling. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference for yourself this summer. Look for Dr. O'Hara's probiotics at Vitamin Shop, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Wellness is just a click away. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. I've always been against the proposition that supplements don't magically melt off your fat. Beware of claims that this or that or the other vitamin supplement formula can make the pounds literally disappear. But there's some encouraging information about a supplement that at least might be a helpful adjunct to weight loss, and that comes to us from the February 2015 issue of the journal Obesity. Pretty authoritative, right? Mainstream journal about weight loss. And it involves a trial of alpha-lipoic acid, ALA, which is a potent antioxidant, and a blood sugar stabilizer. It's often in diabetes formulas, alpha-lipoic acid. The trial included 77 overweight women between the ages of 20 and 50, typical overweight population, who followed a reduced-calorie diet. But when they took omega-3 supplements along with 300 milligrams of alpha-lipoic acid, all the groups lost the weight. You know, they were on a diet. They were on a restrictive calorie regimen. But women who received the alpha-lipoic acid, with or without the EPA, because it was more about the alpha-lipoic acid, experienced a significantly greater reduction in body weight, hip circumference, and fat mass in comparison with the other groups. And EPA supplementation was associated with a moderate decrease in waist-to-hip ratio, but it seemed like the business end of this was the 300 milligrams per day of alpha-lipoic acid. Now, why might that be? Well, it's well known that you can influence blood sugar with alpha-lipoic acid. In a recent trial in Annals of Medical and Health Sciences, researchers looked at 104 diabetics, and they received either a placebo or 300 milligrams of alpha-lipoic acid along with one fish oil pill and 400 milligrams of vitamin E. And what they found is that compared with the placebo group, participants who received the alpha-lipoic acid, the fish oil, and vitamin E experienced a reduction in a critical marker of diabetes, which is hemoglobin A1C. So that's pretty cool. Consider, you know, if you're trying to lose weight, I mean, look, it's not going to be magic. You need to diet. You need to exercise. But consider alpha-lipoic acid as a safe and effective adjunct to your weight loss program. Let's talk to Phyllis. Welcome. Phyllis down in Dover, Delaware. How are you?
Fine, thank you. Dr. Hoffman, I've been told I have piriformis syndrome.
That is a real pain in the butt, isn't it?
It really is.
Because that's what it is, literally. It's a pain. It's like in that kind of the indentation of your butt, you know, a deep pain in your butt.
Yes.
And what it's an entrapment syndrome. It's where that the piriformis muscle gets entrapped by the other strong muscles of the buttock, like the gluteus maximus mm-hmm. and the gluteus medius. I don't know all the anatomy there, but it's a tough and tenacious problem. It occurs a lot in runners. Are you an athlete? Do you do a lot of running?
No, I don't run.
Okay, just walking,
like
you know.
Yeah.
And also, you know, the problem, too, is that, you know, sometimes people exercise and then they sit for long periods of time. So that really puts a strain on the piriformis.
Well, the only thing I've been offered so far, I had a steroid injection in the SI joint and a physical therapy.
Yeah.
Medication, which has done nothing but raise my blood sugar because I'm diabetic.
Yikes.
And I was wondering about your thoughts on that.
Well, you know, look, there could be a relationship between your diabetes and your susceptibility to that because, you know, everything's worse when you have diabetes, nerve pain, and, you know, sometimes diabetics are low in magnesium, which can cause muscle spasm. I would mm-hmm. recommend that you, you know, from a nutritional standpoint, there's probably not much you can do. There's no magic pill you can take to make the pain go away. But you definitely should take more magnesium to relieve muscle spasm. The type of magnesium that I find most absorbable is something called jigsaw magnesium, which is available. You can get it at drhoffman.com. You might take 2 or 4 a day. And for some of our patients who have spasm problems, I know you're down in Dover, Delaware, so it might be hard for you to get to New York City, but you might find somebody locally who can give you magnesium injections. They're called Myers cocktails, and they actually help to give you much higher levels of magnesium in your bloodstream than you get by taking oral magnesium. And magnesium is a great muscle relaxant. So maybe, just maybe, that could help relieve the chronic spasm. And, yes, you should do the physical therapy. And, you know, that ultimately stretching and physical therapy might help to resolve that. I have that from time to time, and I get work from a really good chiropractor and digs around in there, and he, you know, stretches and manipulates. And often that helps to relieve the discomfort. So you might try that or acupuncture. That, too, might help.
Considering acupuncture. Thank you.
Yeah,
thank
absolutely
you
consider
much.
Acupuncture. That might help you. All right. Let's talk to Dave. Welcome.
Yes, Dr. Hoffman.
Dave's out in La Crosse, Wisconsin, by the way.
Yes, doctor. I was concerned about me being so tired. And when I heard your explanation about cell phones, I was wondering, I probably use about 400 minutes every month and a half. And mm-hmm. I carry it in my left front pocket, but then, of course, I'm using it when I use those minutes. And I'm just wondering if that can cause tiredness.
Well, it absolutely could, but it's kind of low down on my list, my diagnostic list. If somebody comes in with fatigue, you know, I would look at dietary effects. I would look at nutritional deficiencies. I would look at hormonal problems, you know, especially in a, you sound like a middle-aged guy. You know, these are more likely causes of fatigue. But the bigger concern is, you know, what are the long-term consequences of the cell phone use? Could the cell phone use cause cellular damage? You know, it's how they're held close to the brain and, you know, what could be going on there? So, you know, you know, you're tired, but, you know, a very high percentage of the population suffers from fatigue. And, you know, we need to do some detective work as to, you know, what might be the underlying cause. And I would say cell phone usage is down on my list of candidates. Okay. Let's take a look at this story, which is interesting because it has to do with the effects of starvation on future generations. This kind of rings true for me because I have known people who are descendants of people who have starved, literally. What's the most recent experimentation in starvation for many people in the United States? They may have parents or grandparents who survived concentration camps. And I actually know some of these people, their children, their descendants. And many of them are exquisitely prone to obesity and diabetes. And why might that be? Well, it turns out that the effect of starvation is to create a thrifty adaptation of metabolism such that future generations can subsist on fewer calories, right? That kind of makes sense, because if one generation is exposed to starvation, maybe future generations should be protected from the effects of starvation. But if a future generation comes to America and then is exposed to the hazards of overnutrition, and we can apply this to many populations. We can think of African Americans, some of whose descendants came over on slave ships and were subject to starvation under slavery, now have an opportunity to eat lots and lots of foods. Native Americans who lived in under desert, austere desert conditions. Hispanic immigrants who come from a part of the world where maybe food wasn't that plenty. They come to the United States, and their rate of obesity and diabetes, cardiovascular disease, skyrockets. This is now been demonstrated. Transgenerational effects of early life starvation on growth, reproduction, and stress resistance. So ultimately, we can actually transmit this from generation to generation, and that's part of the problem here in the United States. Well, thanks very much for joining us. Some great questions, important stuff, and you can find more stuff at drhoffman.com. Lots of intelligent medicine information. This is Intelligent Medicine.